Time for another winter sports preview here on Kate Radio. We're going to talk about the Lake Mills girls basketball team for the 2021-2022 season. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Garrett Patterson, joins us. And Garrett, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, happy to help.
Now, Garrett, before we talk about the two games that have taken place so far for Lake Mills, let's talk about you to begin with. How many years have you been the head coach at Lake Mills?
This is my fourth year as a head coach. I was the assistant for 2 years prior to that, which is when I got to Lake Mills as a high school math teacher. So, this is my fourth year as the head coach, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Garrett, before we preview this year's team, let's take a quick step back. Give us a recap of how the season went last year for Lake Mills.
Last year was a tough year for us. We lost two of our starters to knee injuries early in the season. Both of them are back this year. One completely healthy, one still battling some health issues. But so once we lost them, it was a kind of a year for growth for our young players. We had zero seniors to begin with last year, and then we lose a freshman point guard and a junior forward to injuries. So we had a lot of sophomores playing a lot of minutes last year, and started one freshman most of the season. And she returns as a sophomore this year and starts for us still. So a lot of girls got a lot of experience. We only won a couple games, but we had a good off season, and it's kind of nice, even though we didn't have as much success as we wanted, it's nice bringing back the same exact group with the addition of a couple players back from injury. Just because, like I told them early in the season, it's a 2-year journey with this group because we don't graduate anybody, we don't lose anybody. So, it was a good learning experience, and we gained a lot of experience.
Now, Garrett, my next question usually is, how many players do you have coming back from last season? You just answered that question. Everybody coming back. Obviously, it sounds like it's still a young team that's probably, learning game by game. And like you mentioned, you have a good foundation to build as they get to be juniors and seniors.
Yeah. We got two seniors this year and five juniors. And,
okay.
We still are pretty young. We got two sophomores that are in our starting lineup. We're pretty young, but like you said, as the season goes on, when you have a young team, you see a lot of growth. And I think we're going to see that as our season progresses.
Lake Mills Bulldogs girls basketball head coach Garrett Patterson here on KATE with their winter sports preview. And Garrett, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you, but just talk about some of the key players for this year's Lake Mills team.
Yeah, so our starting point guard is one of them that got hurt last year, Taylor Bonick. She's a sophomore, and she's played a lot of basketball in her lifetime, and I've been looking forward to having her on our high school squad. So it was really disappointing last year when she got hurt in the first game, but she really put on a show in our first game of the season against Newman. She had 14 points, made a couple threes. She's an outstanding ball handler. So she's, even though she's a sophomore, she's definitely a leader for us. And then inside the paint, we have Ella Sini, who's a junior. She's 6 foot tall, very, very athletic. She can jump out of the gym. And she had a great first game for us as well with 16 points against Newman. So those two really, really highlighted what I wanted to see from them consistently throughout this year in that first game of the season. To go with them, we have two other very athletic guards, Natalie Brandenburg and Josie Helgeson. Who both start, very quick, athletic basketball players, and they've really improved as shooters from last year. So I'm looking forward to having good seasons for them as well. Another sophomore that starts for us is Bryn Rognes. She's kind of in that four spot, kind of a hybrid player, can play inside and outside, a good physical player that likes to run the floor. And then Leah Moen, a senior, and Finley Rugstead and Brooke Burgo both come off, all three come off the bench and give us a good spark. So, we go 8 or 9 deep usually. Brooke Burgos is just coming back from injury. She had meniscus surgery a couple weeks ago, so she's still getting up to speed. But yeah, that's kind of our personnel. So yeah.
Previewing the Lake Mills girls basketball team again with head coach Garrett Patterson here on KATE. And Garrett, let's talk about the first two games. Like you mentioned, a nice win against the Newman Catholic. A recap that was an opener on opening night. So that's always a good way to kick off the season.
Yeah. In high school sports, when you have players graduating from every team, or most teams, I guess, that first game is always kind of what are we getting into here? We don't really know what to expect from ourselves sometimes or from another team. So, going into that game, I couldn't have told you what was going to happen. And was pleasantly surprised that we came away with a 29-point win. We started out the game really slow. We didn't score for the first 3 or 4 minutes. Got down 8-2 and then went on like a 19-0 run or something like that. And never really looked back. Our defense, which we've been working on a lot in the off season and at the first few weeks of practice, looked really good. We were physical. We were aggressive. Our press was causing fits for Newman, forced a lot of turnovers and travels in our press. So saw a lot of things defensively that transitioned to some quick offense for us. So a lot of positives. We shot the ball pretty well. For first game, it was everything we could have wanted.
Now, Garrett, we'll just touch on last night's game. West Hancock with 13 three-pointers in the victory. They beat your team at 79-13. Sounds like a physical team and a good shooting team that you matched up with last night.
Yeah, we had to go to their gym. This is a team that has been to the state tournament numerous times in the past few years, and had some key players back from some of those state tournament teams. So we knew they were going to be a tough team. We played better than the score represents. We didn't shoot the ball well, missed some shots, had some shots just rattle out, couldn't get the lid off the basket. So the score is a little misleading. But yeah, like you said, they didn't miss very many shots. They haven't put their stats in yet, but they made 13 three-pointers, and I bet they didn't shoot more than 20. So it was,
oh, wow.
it was a very high percentage night for them. They had two girls that each had five, and again, they didn't hardly miss. So that being said, they play at a very high speed. They are very physical, made us very uncomfortable and kind of sped us up. And it was a good learning experience for us. There's a lot of teams in our conference that play that way, that are physical and play really fast. So something that we'll have to get used to and we'll be better because of it.
Garrett Patterson again, head coach of Lake Mills girls basketball, previewing his team here on Kate Radio. And Garrett, before we let you go, talk about your conference. Who do you think are going to be some of the favorites in the conference this year?
Yeah, so Bishop Garrigan will for sure be the favorite. They've been the state runner-up the last 2 years, and mostly due to two players that they have returning as juniors this year, Molly Joyce and Audie Crooks, both probably Division I basketball players, Audie Crooks for sure. So they'll be the favorite. But as far as after that, I think it's going to be kind of a mess there at the top. West Hancock, Forest City, North Union, all will be very competitive at the top there. And then kind of Garner, Belmont, us going down from there. So I don't know exactly how it shakes out. Like I said earlier, it's kind of hard to know what teams have once they graduate players, and you got incoming freshmen that can impact the basketball team right away. So but I would say the nine teams on our side of the top of Iowa Conference, it's a very competitive, very competitive conference for girls basketball. I think we usually have, I think currently we have three ranked teams, and Forest City just beat a ranked team. So, yeah, very, very tough.
Competition is tough night in and night out in the top Iowa Conference. Again, Garrett Patterson, head coach of Lake Mills girls basketball. And Garrett, thank you so much for previewing your team with us here at Kate Radio. And we'll check in a few times throughout the season and see how things are going.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.